This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Donald Trump will be sworn in as the 47th President of the United States a short while from now. The presidential oath will be administered by Chief Justice John Roberts at the Capitol Rotunda in Washington, D.C. As part of the official transfer of power, Mr. Trump will deliver his inaugural address during the swearing-in ceremony. J.D. Vance will take oath as the Vice President. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will represent India at the event. The ceremony will be attended by several foreign leaders and business leaders. Meanwhile, the outgoing U.S. President Joe Biden today issued preemptive pardons for General Mark Milley, Dr. Anthony Fauci, and members of Congress who served on the committee investigating the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol. Mr. Biden used his extraordinary executive prerogative as a shield against any probable action by his incoming successor. The 55th World Economic Forum, WEF, annual meeting began today at Davos in Switzerland. The five-day WEF meeting will explore how to relaunch growth, harness new technologies, and strengthen social and economic resilience. The global meeting will be attended by close to 3,000 leaders from over 130 countries, including 350 governmental leaders. India is being represented by Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav, along with Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil, Civil Aviation Minister K. Ramamohan Naidu, Food Processing Industries Minister Chirag Paswan, and Minister of State for Skill Development and Entrepreneurship Jayant Chaudhary. During the five-day event, India's model of inclusive growth and digital revolution will be highlighted. Talking to an Indian television channel in Switzerland's Davos, WEF President and CEO Börje Buende forecast a 7-8% GDP growth for India on the back of higher investments driven by economic reforms. Union Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya today said the Labour Board will soon bring gig workers under social security. Dr. Mandaviya made this statement after inaugurating the two-day international seminar on formalization and social security coverage for workers in the informal sector in New Delhi. He said the social security for workers without any kind of discrimination is the priority of the government. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, Labour and Employment Secretary Sumita Davra spoke about how the seminar delves into the prospect of bringing India's 600 million workforce under the various provisions of social security. Today was the last date for withdrawal of candidature for the Delhi Assembly polls. The campaign for the 70-member assembly has gained momentum. Candidates and star campaigners from different political parties are holding roadshows, rallies, public meetings and door-to-door campaigns in the city. Aam Aadmi Party's national convener Arvind Kejriwal today held rallies in Vishwasnagar and Krishnanagar assembly constituencies in favor of their candidates. BJP Delhi President Virendra Sachdeva today held an organizational meeting with its all-party candidates to boost the campaign for the polls. Congress candidate from Kalkaji Alkalamba held a door-to-door campaign in her constituency. A sessions court in Kolkata Sialdah has sentenced convict Sanjoy Roy to life imprisonment in the Arjikar rape and murder case. Sessions judge Anirban Das also held that the state government will have to pay the victim's family compensation of 17 lakh rupees. Sanjoy was declared guilty in the case by the court on Saturday. The body of the postgraduate trainee doctor was recovered from a seminar hall of the Arjikar Medical College on 9th of August last year. Sanjoy was arrested by the Kolkata police on 10th August. Later, he was handed over to the CBI, which charge-sheeted him in the case. Two Maoists have been killed in an encounter with security forces in Chhattisgarh's Gariaban district today. The bodies of the slain Maoists have been recovered from the spot. A Jawan of the Cobra Battalion was injured in the encounter. In the Women's Hockey India League, JSW Surma Hockey Club defeated Delhi SG Pipers 5-1 this evening in Ranchi. With this win, Surma Hockey Club climbed to number 1 with 9 points among 4 teams playing the league, followed by Odisha Warriors having 8 points. And that is the end of this news bulletin.